come ahead. That's great. Back to school tomorrow, are we?
No.
No?
Yes.
Goodness me, some of you are not. I tell you, that's the sort of school. I always liked the holidays at school. I liked after 3 o'clock. It was great. And now, boys and girls, I want to tell you a little story this morning, but I want to link it to a verse. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said that during the course of our life, we're going to be confronted. We're going to have two gates in front of us. There's going to be a wide gate, and there's going to be a narrow gate. And he says there's going to be many, many people go through that wide gate. But he tells us that the wide gate leads to a broad way, and the way that the many are going is the way to destruction. That's what Jesus said. He said there's a narrow gate which leads to a narrow way, and it will lead us to life and to eternal life and to heaven and to home. So you see, there comes a time when we're confronted with these two gates. And Jesus said we should strive to enter in at the narrow gate. What he meant was, don't let anything stop you going in at the narrow gate. We need to be so careful not just to go in the other gate because the crowds are going that way, but we should strive to enter in to the narrow gate. Now, here's my story. It's about a big blue bottle. It's about a fairly clever fly. Now, he wasn't a completely clever fly. He was fairly clever. You see, one day he was out flying about, and he went into this old house, and in this old house there was a spider. And the spider had made a beautiful web. It was one of those lovely webs. You ever see them whenever the dew's on them in the morning? And my, they look so beautiful. A real work of art. And this big spider thought, I'll build a web, and some fly will come along, and they'll fly into the web, a big juicy fly, and I'll get my Sunday dinner. And I'll devour the fly, and then I'll clean it up, and another fly will come in and get my tea. And that's how he was thinking. He was thinking about his Sunday dinner. The fly was going about, a lovely big fly, but, you know, it was flying around, and it came over close to where the spider was, and the spider says, come on over into my house. And the fly looked at him and says, no, I don't know you. You're a stranger. And I don't see any of my friends there, so I'm not going to go to your house. Now, boys and girls, that was clever. That was really clever. We must never go with strangers. And we must never go to places that we're not sure about and that there's nobody there that we recognize. That was a very clever decision by the fly. I'm not going. I don't know you. And I don't see anybody I know. So I'm keeping away from you. That was really clever. But he wasn't completely clever, this fly, because he flew out of that room, you see, and he flew around the corridor, and eventually he came into the kitchen. And when he got to the kitchen, he was up there flying about, and on the floor, he saw something rather strange. He saw lots of other flies. And they were on the floor, and there they were, and they were on a big piece of brown paper, and they were all dancing about. They're all jigging around, and he thought, my, that looks good. Look at all those flies, and they're all dancing around, and I would love to be with all that crowd of people. I would love to be with them. And so he thought to himself, now, the can't do you any harm, and everybody's doing that. All the rest of the flies are doing it. It can't be harmful or hurtful. And I would like to join in. It looks good. And so he decided he would fly down and go down beside the other flies. Now, as he was going, there was a big bee came along. And the bee said to him, look, boy, don't you go down there. That's flypaper. You'll be in trouble if you go down there. Oh, nonsense. Look at that. There couldn't be any harm in it. Everybody's doing it. All the other flies are doing it. And so he didn't listen to the bumblebee. And he flew down, and as soon as he touched the paper, his feet stuck, and he was in trouble. My, he started to dance as he thought it was from up above, but now you see it was struggling, because he's caught now in the sticky flypaper, and he had to struggle to try and get out, and he couldn't get away, and he really was in trouble, because he thought he would like to do what the crowd was doing, you see. Boys and girls, that really brings me back to what Jesus said. Because you see, in your life, as you grow up, and maybe already, you're going to find people in school or people in your street, and they're doing things that you know is not just right. You've learnt at home that it's not right, and you've learnt at Sunday school that they shouldn't be doing it. And they're going to come to you and say, oh, come on. Come on, join. Everybody's doing it. Sure, it can't be wrong. Let's all join in, and we'll all enjoy it. Sure, everybody's doing it. And the danger is that we only do things because everybody's doing it. The crowd's doing it. And we don't want to be left out of the crowd. And you know, the danger is we're like that fly. When we start to do these things, we find we're in trouble. And it's not easy to stop doing some things. So don't you let people pressurize you to doing what the crowd's doing when you know that it's wrong. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ said, when these two gates are in your life, you'll notice that the crowd is going through the broad gate. And they're going through the broad way. And you'll notice that only a few people are going through the narrow gate and on the narrow way. But Jesus said, don't you follow the crowd. Because he says, don't let anything strive to enter in at the narrow gate. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anybody stop you. Because when you enter in at the narrow gate, you're on the narrow way, but you're also on the way to heaven and to home. And it's interesting, boys and girls, that the crowd is almost always wrong. Isn't that interesting? It's almost always wrong. You think of your Bible. Let's see. Wee man called Zacchaeus. Remember him? He was only a wee titch, wasn't he? And he wanted to see Jesus one day. And so he decided he would go out into Jericho and see Jesus. But listen, there was something keeping him back from seeing Jesus. What was it? Yes. It was the crowd, wasn't it? The crowd of people. They kept him back from Jesus. And there was another man in the same city of Jericho, and he was blind. His name is Bartimaeus, and he was sitting, and you know, he'd heard Jesus was coming, and he wanted to see Jesus more than anything else, and he wanted Jesus to heal him from his blindness. And you know, when Jesus was passing by, he began to cry out for Jesus to have mercy on him. And what happened? The people who were standing between him and Jesus, the crowd said, "Be quiet, man. You don't want, Jesus doesn't want anything to do with you." And you see, the crowd tried to keep him away from Jesus, or Jesus away from him. You see, boys and girls, don't be tempted just to follow the crowd, to do what everybody else is doing. And I know even mostly teenagers like to be amongst the crowd, because they don't like to be standing out and be different. I would ask you this morning to take the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, and you'll be different. And people will look and they'll see that here's a young boy, here's a young girl, and they're not on the broad way going to a lost eternity. They're on the narrow way. They're following Jesus. And they're going to heaven and to home. Jesus said, when you have a choice with these two gates, don't follow the crowd through the wide gate. You'll be like the wee fly, you say. He was clever in the first time. He didn't go with a stranger. But he wasn't so clever the second time. And he found that he got into trouble, got stuck, and he couldn't get off. Don't you follow the crowd. You follow Jesus, and follow your mum and dad's example through the narrow gate, so that you're going to heaven to be with Jesus on that day when you meet him. Thank you for listening so well. Next time you see a fly, you'll remember that wee story, won't you? And you'll remember when you see a broad gate and a narrow gate, Jesus said, don't let anything stop you going through the narrow gate. That's where he wants you to be. And it's the best place to be. God bless you. Thank you for listening so well.